Hare Krishna. So today is Gaur Purnima festival, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance day celebration, and therefore today we are going to discuss about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and we selected two verses from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Lila, chapter 4, text 56 and 57.
Oh, there is only two verses.
No, yeah, 56 and 57, two verses. Jayo Jayo Sri Chaitanya, Jayo Nityananda. Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Lila, chapter 4, text 56 and 57. Radha Krishna ekatma dui deho dhori. Ananne bilasherash ashvadana kori. Shei dui ekebe Chaitanya Gosai. Rasho ashadike dohe huila ekathai. Radha Krishna ekatma dui deho dhori. Ananne bilashe rash ashvadana kori. Shei dui ekebe Chaitanya Gosai. Rasho ashadite dohe huila ekathai. Radha Krishna ekatma dui deho dhori. Ananne bilashe rash ashvadana kori. Shei dui ekebe Chaitanya Gosai. Rasho ashadite dohe huila ekathai. Radha and Krishna are one and the same, but they have assumed two bodies. Thus they enjoy each other, tasting the mellows of love. Now, to enjoy rasa, they have appeared in one body as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Please repeat after me. Radha and Krishna are one and the same, but they have assumed two bodies. Thus they enjoy each other, tasting the mellows of love. Now, to enjoy the rasa, they have appeared in one body as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The two transcendentalists, Radha and Krishna, are a puzzle to materialists. The above description of Radha and Krishna from the diary of Swarup Damodar Goswami is a condensed explanation, but one needs great spiritual insight to understand the mystery of these two personalities. One is enjoined in two. Sri Krishna is the potent factor and Srimati Radharani is the internal potency. So this is a very good point, very important point. One is enjoying in two. They're one. Radha and Krishna are one. But they have become two. One is enjoying in two. Sri Krishna is the potent factor. Sri Krishna is the energetic factor. Krishna is the potent factor and Srimati Radharani is the internal potency. Radharani is the internal potency, Krishna's potency. Krishna is the energetic and Srimati Radharani is the energy. What energy? Internal energy, internal potency. According to Vedanta philosophy, there is no difference between the potent and potency. There is no difference between energetic and energy. They are identical. We cannot differentiate between one and the other any more than we can separate fire from heat. Everything in the absolute is inconceivable in relative existence. Therefore, in relative cognizance, it is very difficult to assimilate this truth of the oneness between the potent and potency. The philosophy of inconceivable oneness and difference propounded by Lord Chaitanya is the only source of understanding for such intricacies of transcendence. In fact, Radharani is the internal potency of Sri Krishna, and she eternally intensifies the pleasure of Sri Krishna. Impersonalists cannot understand this without the help of a Mahabhagavat devotee. The very name Radha suggests that she is eternally the topmost mistress of the comforts of Sri Krishna. As such, she is the medium transmitting the living entity's service to Sri Krishna. Devotees in Vrindavan therefore seek the mercy of Srimati Radharani in order to be recognized as loving servitors of Sri Krishna. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally approaches the fallen conditioned souls of the Iron Age to deliver the highest principle of transcendental relationship with the Lord. The activities of Lord Chaitanya are primarily in the role of the pleasure-giving portion of his internal potency. The Absolute Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, is the omnipotent form of transcendental existence, knowledge and bliss in full. His internal potency is exhibited first as sat or existence, or in other words, as the portion that expands the existence function of the Lord. The same potency while displaying full knowledge is called chit or sambit, which expands the transcendental forms of the Lord. Finally, the same potency, while playing as a pleasure-giving medium, is known as Ladini, or the transcendental blissful potency. Thus the Lord manifests His internal potency in three transcendental divisions. Thus the Lord manifests His internal potency in three transcendental divisions. So, this is actually the sum and substance of understanding the mystery of Radha and Krishna. This is the secret of understanding the actual identity of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. These two verses from Chaitanya Charitamrita actually explains everything. Radha Krishna ek atma dui deho dhori annanne bilashe rosh ashwadan kori. Radha Krishna dui atma. Radha Krishna ek atma dui deho dhori. Radha and Krishna are one, but they have become two. Dui deho dhori. And in this way, annanne bilashe rosh ashwadan kori. In this way, they are experiencing, they are relishing the loving exchange between each other. Radha and Krishna are one, but now they have become two. And as two, they are experiencing the loving exchange. And Prabhupada in the purport has further explained that what is Srimati Radharani? She is the pleasure potency of Krishna. What does it actually mean? That anyone who is rendering service to Krishna for his pleasure, Radharani is the via medium. She is the medium. Through her, all the service to Krishna is being transmitted. And that's why those who are keen on rendering service to Krishna, they are the devotees of Srimati Radharani, especially in the mood of Braja. In the Vrindavan mood, when there is a loving exchange like that of between a lover and a beloved. Here Krishna is the lover, and the Krishna's energy, the potencies are beloved. Krishna's potencies, whether Shakti Tattva or Jiva Tattva, they are, both are Krishna's energy. Shakti Tattva are the gopis of Vrindavan, and the Jivas are the we living entities in this material nature and also in the spiritual nature. They are meant to offer service to Krishna for Krishna's pleasure. Why does one render service? A servant serves the master. For what? To give pleasure to the master. Master wants to have something, master wants to eat, the servant cooks. Master wants to dress, the servant arranges the dresses. The master wants to decorate himself, the servant decorates the master for his. All these are for his pleasure. The master wants to go out somewhere, the servant arranges for the vehicles and other things and drives the vehicle and drives the master. So in this way, the servant's business is to give pleasure to the master. Now, the living entities are Krishna's eternal servants. Same are the potencies of Krishna, are Krishna's eternal servants. So they all are simply trying to give pleasure to Krishna. Now all these pleasures to Krishna are reaching Krishna through the medium of Srimati Radha. Therefore she is the personification of Krishna's pleasure potency. She is the pleasure potency. Alladini Shakti or Ladini Shakti. So Krishna is the supreme enjoyer and Radharani is the provider of Krishna's enjoyment. Whenever Krishna wants to enjoy, who provides? Srimati Radha. Her immediate means for providing for Krishna's pleasure are the 8 sakhis. Then they expand into manjaris and so forth. And ultimately, the living entities, the jivas, mukta jivas, they are also providing for Krishna's service. And all those service for Krishna's pleasure are ultimately going to Krishna, reaching Krishna through the agency of Srimati Radha. So that is the understanding, that is the meaning of Krishna's pleasure potency. There are various, Krishna has parasya shaktir vividhaiva shruyate. Krishna's potencies are multifarious. Vividha, many, many. But those potencies of Krishna are classified into 3 principal categories. Those categories are sat, or sandhini, then chit or sambit, and ananda or ladini. These are the 3 principal potencies of Krishna. Sandhini, sambit, ladini. Sandhini shakti, sambit shakti, ladini shakti. Sandhini is the sat aspect, existence aspect. Sambit is the consciousness aspect. And ladini is the pleasure aspect, joy aspect, ananda aspect. Sat, chit, ananda. Existence, consciousness or identity, and the ananda or pleasure potency, pleasure aspect. So, this is Krishna's, the existence, consciousness, and pleasure. Sat, chit, ananda. These are 3 spiritual qualities. The spiritual nature is sat, chit, ananda. There, all the Krishna's form is sat, chit, ananda. Ishvara Parama Krishna, sat, chit, ananda vigraha. Anadi Radhi Govinda, Sarvakara. That is Krishna's identity. His form is Satchidananda Vigraha. His form is not mundane. Like may the 5 material elements, earth, water, fire, air, ether. Our bodies are made of these 5 Pancha Mahabhut, earth, water, fire, air, and ether. But Krishna's form is made of Satchidananda. Not only Krishna's form, every form in the spiritual sky is Satchidananda. Our spiritual identity is Satchidananda. Our spirit souls are Satchidananda. We are Satchidananda also. That's why we want to always exist. We do not want to die. Why don't we want to die? Because we want to exist. Because by nature we are existent, eternal. We want to be conscious. All the time. We want to know everything. That is because of the chit aspect in us. And we always want to enjoy because of our ananda aspect. They are there in us. We are jivatma, we are spirit souls. Therefore all these are in us, all these characteristics, all these inherent latent desires are there in us because they are in us. Sat, we want to exist eternally. We don't want to die. We want to be conscious. We want to know everything. We want to relate to everything. And we want to enjoy. But the problem is, we are trying to become Satchidananda in the material nature, where we'll never be able to Satchidananda. We are trying to become Satchidananda through this body. We are trying to make this body sat, we are trying to make this body eternal, we want to make this body conscious, and we want to enjoy through this body. That will never happen. That is the problem. In the material nature, through material means, meaning this body, we can never experience these sat, chit, ananda, the spiritual aspects that are inherent is in us. Therefore, we have to become situated on the spiritual platform. That means we have to become situated in our spiritual identity. Therefore, what is the first principle of spiritual progress, spiritual life? The first principle of spiritual life is, I'm not this body, I'm spirit soul. That is the first thing that we have to understand. We are not these bodies, we are spirit souls. And when you become situated in our spiritual identity, when you become situated in our spiritual self, then automatically we will become Satchidananda. The spirit soul will never die. The spirit soul is fully conscious. The spirit soul is full of joy. So there is no need to artificially make any endeavor for spiritual enjoyment. It will be there. Automatically it will be there. But the basic criteria for becoming situated in spiritual identity is developing our relationship with Krishna. You develop your relationship with Krishna, you'll automatically become situated in your spiritual identity. You develop your relationship with Krishna, you'll automatically become Satchidananda. Sarupena Vyavasthiti. You'll become Sat. You'll become eternal. You'll become fully conscious. You'll become full of joy. The secret is relationship with Krishna. And the means is love. Loving. And this love is called devotion. Sambandha, relationship with Krishna, that's what we have to establish. What is the means of establishing that relationship? Love. Love Krishna. Love Krishna. He is the only object of love. There is no other object of love in this world for us. We don't have any other object of love. Only Krishna is the object of love. So offer all the love of your heart to Krishna. Then your relationship with Krishna will be established. And then automatically there will be ananda. Sat, chit, ananda. Now does it mean that we have to give up all relationships? No. Link all your relationships to Krishna. See how everyone is related to Krishna. You are thinking that you are related to somebody, but consider how that person is related to Krishna. And in this way, all your relationships are established through Krishna. So this is the basic principle of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give us this very clear understanding of our spiritual identity and the means or the process of becoming situated in our spiritual constitutional position in order to achieve what we are always hankering for. Prema Pumartha Mahan. Prema, love for Krishna. That's what actually we are hankering for. Everybody wants to love somebody. And everybody wants to be loved by somebody. Now who should we love? Love Krishna. And whose love should we experience? Experience Krishna's love. See how He loves you. At every step you can see that. How Krishna loves you. In order to experience the love of Krishna, we do not have to go very far. At every step, at every moment, we can experience it. When we take the food, we are relishing the food. We can appreciate, who gave us this food? We are drinking water. Who gave us this water? We are breathing. Who gave us this air? In this way, at every step, at every moment, we can appreciate Krishna's love for us.
Krishna loves us. And let us experience that love. And that is the perfection of life. Purushartha. Prema Pumartha Mahan. The ultimate goal of life is to experience this love for Krishna. Love Krishna and experience the love of Krishna. Krishna loves us more than anybody else. And let us love Krishna. Let's reciprocate that love. That's all we have to do. When somebody loves and we do not love back, is it proper? No. When somebody loves us so much, we must reciprocate that love. Krishna loves us so much. Now let us reciprocate that love for Krishna. And then in this verse it has been explained how Radha and Krishna are one, but they became two in order to experience that loving exchange. Annanya bilashe rash ashadan kori. And now, shei dui ek ebe Chaitanya Goshai. Now those two have become one. As Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Why? Rosh Ashadite, in order to again experience that loving exchange, they have become one. Dohe hoilo ekthai. In simple words, we can say, Krishna is dancing rasa dance with Srimati Radharani and the gopis. Krishna is dancing the rasa dance. And then Krishna, after the rasa dance, when Krishna embraces Srimati Radharani, in that loving exchange they become one. And who is that personality? That is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I noticed that in Rajasthan one painting is very common, very popular. That they show that Radha and Krishna are one. You can see that Radharani is there and Krishna is there. They are together, Radha and Krishna, not like it's actually there. Radharani's hand is around Krishna's shoulder and Krishna's hand is around Radharani's waist. And you see that Radharani's body is there and Krishna's body is there. But it appears that they are one. Now who is that? Who is that? That is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Actually, Rajasthan was very deeply influenced by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings. Because Vrindavan is very close to Rajasthan. The kings of Rajasthan were patronizing the followers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Man Singh, the king of Mewar, actually built Govindaji's temple, Rupa Goswami's temple. It is Jai Singh who actually rescued all the deities of Vrindavan when Aurangzeb was destroying all the temples and destroying the deities. Jai Singh actually took, Jai Singh is Man Singh's grandson. He took all those deities and took them to Rajasthan to give them the protection. That's why Govindaji is in Jaipur. Madan Mohan is in Karoli. And Srinathji is in Nathdwara. So all these deities are actually from Vrindavan. But today all these original deities of Vrindavan are in Rajasthan. Why? Because the Rajasthan kings actually took those deities to protect them from the Muslims' attack. So anyway, the main point that I was going to make is that to understand, we have to understand Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this is how we have to understand. That in the most intimate loving exchange, Radha and Krishna, when they are embracing each other, then they are becoming one. Now who is that one personality that Radha and Krishna have become? That is Shei Dui Ek Ebe Chaitanya Goshai. Those two personalities now have become Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then what happened? Then all the gopis who were there, they also became induced by that wonderful form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and they also became, they also assumed the male form. Lalita became Ramananda Roy. Lalita became Sarat Damodar. Vishakha became Ramananda Roy. And in this way, different gopis became different associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In Vrindavan, what they were doing, Radha and Krishna were enjoying this loving exchange. And now, Krishna wanted to appreciate, Krishna wanted to find out what is that love that makes Radharani love so much attractive. What is there in him that attracts Srimati Radharani so much? Krishna wanted to know that. Krishna wanted to know that how wonderful is Srimati Radharani's love for him. And Krishna wanted to know, by loving him, what kind of joy Radharani experiences. And that is what Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's, these are the internal reasons of Mahaprabhu's appearance. And these points we have been discussing for the last 2 days in the evening. So this is how Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna became Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. These are the internal reasons. He came. And then the external reason, when he is induced by the mood of Srimati Radharani, when he himself is experiencing this wonderful loving exchange with Srimati Radharani, he wanted that let everybody also experience that. When he himself was relishing the loving relationship between Radha and Krishna, he wanted that let everybody else also experience. And that's why he came and started to distribute this Krishna prema. Namo Mahavadannaya Krishna prema pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Govardhane. So this is the external reason for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's coming. Mahavadannaya, most munificent. Why most munificent? Because even as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he had never given that before. Even as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is Parama Karuna, who is the most merciful, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is most merciful personality. Even in that personality, he didn't distribute that. He is distributing, which hasn't been given to anybody before. So that's why it's anarpita charin chirat, which was not given before, which was anarpita, which was not distributed or offered or given before. In order to distribute that, what is that? This most intimate loving exchange that Krishna experiences with Srimati Radha. Or Radharani experiences with Krishna. Annanya bilashe rash ashradan kori. With one another, the loving exchange that they relish. Now what is that? That mellow is the mellow of loving exchange. Madhurja. Madhurja, madhura rash. Jayo jayo jalo rasho. Sarva rasa sar parokiya bhave jaha brojete prachar. This ujjala unnato rasam jayo jayo jalo rasa sarva rasa sar. This is the essence of all mellows. Sar means essence. What are the mellows? Shanta, dasya, sakhya, vatsalya and madhur. So this madhura rasa is the sarva rasa sar, is the essence of all mellows. All the other mellows are subservient or subordinate and supportive to this mellow of Madhura Rasa or Shringar Rasa. The mellow of love, loving exchange. The loving exchange that goes on, that is there between Radha and Krishna. Between Krishna and the gopis. That loving exchange. And then there are the supporting rasas. That is the principal rasa. The supporting rasas are immediate supporting rasas are Sakya and Vatsalya. These two are supporting the Madhur Rasa. In one side, parental, the other side is friendship. The friends are assisting the loving relationship between Radha and Krishna. And the parental are somewhat obstructing that loving exchange. In front of the superiors, they can't display that loving exchange. So, this is how these two are supporting. One is enhancing and the other is obstructing. And then, the foundation is dasya, servitorship. Everyone is serving Krishna for Krishna's pleasure. Yes, love is there, but the servitorship is the foundation of that love. Without servitorship, there cannot be any love. Love is the highest culmination, but the foundation or the basic consideration is the servitorship, service. So in this way, the relationship is, the Madhurya Rasa is established, and where that Rasa, that mellow is established in, only in Vrindavan. There is some semblance, some shadow, some manifestation of that Madhurya there, but not fully manifest even in the spiritual sky. It is there only in Goloka Vrindavan. There is that mellow somewhat manifest in Dwarka and in Vaikuntha between Krishna and the queens, between Lakshmi and Narayan, but they are not the fully manifested Madhurya. They are kind of Madhurya based on servitorship. Lakshmi Devi is serving Krishna as the husband. Queens are serving, Lakshmi Devi is serving Narayana as her husband. Queens of Dwarka are serving Krishna, Vasudeva, as the servant. Like more or less like husband-wife relationship. But there in Vrindavan is just lover and beloved. That is the basis of their relationship. Just loving, just love. No other consideration. No consideration of duty, no consideration of formality, no consideration of obligation. It's just we can't help it. That is what love is. I can't stay without loving Krishna. That is how the gopis, especially Srimati Radharani, feels about Krishna in Vrindavan. Now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to distribute that. Now in the material nature, what is the problem? In the material nature, the problem is that the living entities want to assume the role of Krishna. In the material nature, the conditioned souls are trying to become Krishna. They may not admit it, or they may not consciously recognize that fact, but that is the reality. material nature, everyone is trying to become Krishna. Become the Lord and Master. Who is the Lord and Master? Krishna is the only Lord and Master. Jivas, the living entities, are not the Lord and Master. And that's why the living entities are suffering in the material nature. The more he tries to lord over, the more he suffers. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to distribute this understanding, that surrender to Krishna and appreciate Krishna's loving exchange. You speak of love, look at this love. And you also can be a party to that love. You also can have that loving relationship. But not as the enjoyer, but as enjoyed. That is your position. You can never become the enjoyer. Krishna is the supreme enjoyer. You become enjoyed by Krishna. You provide for Krishna's enjoyment. Then you will also enjoy. Because that is the way you enjoy. That is your way of enjoyment. By catering to Krishna's enjoyment, and by, because of your loving relationship with Krishna, when Krishna enjoys, you will also enjoy. That is the understanding. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually came to give us that understanding, to teach us this most profound secret. You want to enjoy? Yes, you can enjoy in a way that you cannot even imagine. But that enjoyment is by being surrendered to Krishna. Not by imitating Krishna, but by surrendering to Krishna. And he revealed Krishna's wonderful pastimes of Vraja. But we must approach the Vraja pastime through Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, not by any other means. If we try to directly approach Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan, we are running the risk that to begin with we are thinking that we are Krishna. Even though consciously we may not admit it or even recognize it, but that is there in our attitude. Our attitude is like that. We are trying to imitate Krishna. Now that's the problem. If we are exposed to Krishna's Vrindavan pastimes, we may end up imitating Krishna's Vrindavan pastimes. And what will be the result? The result will be completely destroyed. Just like when you drink poison, what happens? You kill yourself. Therefore, this Braja Leela of Krishna can become poison, can act like poison to us and destroy us completely. The means is go through Sri Chaitanya. Don't approach Krishna's Braja Leela directly, but approach Krishna's Braja Leela through the medium of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He came to distribute it, which he never gave before. This loving relationship with Krishna, in this most intimate relationship, as friendship, in parental and in conjugal. It can be available to you, but don't approach directly. Serve Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Don't approach directly to Krishna. Because Krishna must be served through Vaidhi Bhakti. And by serving Krishna in Vaidhi Bhakti, one will end up in Vaikuntha. One cannot go to Vrindavan. Because Vaidhi Bhakti, the goal of Vaidhi Bhakti is Vrindavan. Goal of Vaidhi Bhakti is Vaikuntha. And when you end up in Vaikuntha, you can't have access to Vrindavan. Therefore, Krishna made this arrangement. Krishna considered that devotees will automatically serve me through Vaidhi Bhakti. But how will they enter into Vrindavan? After revealing his Vrindavan pastimes, Krishna considered that. That everybody serves me according to Vaidhi Bhakti, devotees will automatically serve me in Vaidhi Bhakti. But by rendering devotional service unto me through Vaidhi Bhakti, when one will achieve his spiritual perfection, he will go to Vaikuntha. So how will anyone ever enter into Vrindavan, his Braja Leela? Therefore Krishna appeared as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now bhakti must be rendered through Vaidhi Bhakti. Shruti, Shruti, Puranadi, Shruti, Smriti, Puranadi, Pancharatra, Vidhing, Bina, Vaikantiki, Harer Bhakti, Utpatoiva, Kalpati. Even if the devotional service is Vaikantik, very sincere, very earnest, Vaikantiki, Harer Bhakti, Utpatoiva, Kalpati, will be simply a disturbance. If it is not according to the Vidhi of Shruti, Smriti, Puran, etc. That means, Vaidhi Bhakti is the way. We have to render devotional service through Vaidhi Bhakti. But when that Vaidhi Bhakti is offered to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is a devotee, Supreme Personality of Godhead as devotee, then that Vaidhi Bhakti becomes transformed into Rag Bhakti. That enables us to approach Vrindavan in Rajmarg. So, approach to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, following Vaidhi Bhakti, then that will automatically be transformed into Rag Bhakti, or Raganuga Bhakti. This also we can understand in another way. I am getting into a little technical side. Anyway, since I started, let me just make this point also. You see, what is the definition of Rag Bhakti, Raganuga Bhakti? Raganuga Bhakti means the Anuga means following. Anuga means to follow, following. And Ragatmika Bhaktas, Anugami. When we follow a Ragatmika Bhakta, then that becomes Raganuga Bhakta. So who are the Ragatmika Bhaktas? The Ragatmika Bhaktas are the residents of Vrindavan. Krishna's associates in Vrindavan are the Ragatmika Bhaktas. They may be classified, they may be in the Madhurya Ras, they may be in Vatsalya Ras, they may be in Sakha Ras. But they are all Ragatmika Bhaktas. So when we become Anuga, when we follow them, then we reach the Raganuga Bhakti or we achieve Raganuga Bhakti. Now, who is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna in the mode of Radharani. So when we are serving Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when we are following Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when you become the devotee of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, whose devotee we are becoming? Who are you following? Srimati Radharani. The best of all the Ragatmika Bhaktas. So this is how, by following Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, through Vaidhi Bhakti, we automatically reach the stage of Raganuga Bhakti, which qualifies us to enter into Vrindavan. That is, when we follow Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when we achieve our perfection, we'll find ourselves in place of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Who will we see? We'll see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as what? As Radha Krishna. And when we are seeing Radha Krishna, where are we? We are in Vrindavan. So in this way, by following Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we can have the gateway of Vrindavan open up in front of us. And that is the only way. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to distribute Krishna prema. So why shouldn't we take this opportunity? Why should we directly approach Radha Krishna in Vrindavan? Which unfortunately some people do. But what happens? They fall down. They become sahajiyas. This is one big danger that we actually Gaudiya Vaishnavas have. Some people will come and promote that, you don't have to follow Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You can go directly to Radha Krishna's pastime in Vrindavan. You can imagine Radha, you can imagine yourself as a gopi. Or you can imagine yourself. But this is not a matter of imagination. We are dealing with absolute truth. Where is the room for imagination? Our Swarup will automatically become manifest. Who we are will automatically become manifest when we become situated in our spiritual identity. So that's why the safest way is to follow Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And for us, who is giving us Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Srila Prabhupada. The safest way for us is to follow Srila Prabhupada. Follow Srila Prabhupada. Who will Prabhupada take us to? Prabhupada will take us to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Jaggoi Sankirtana Prayoi. Prabhupada is engaging us in the Sankirtan Jagya. And by how should we serve Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Jaggoi Sankirtana Prayoi. Sankirtan Jagya Kari Krishna Aradhan. In this age, the way to serve Krishna, that is, the way to serve Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is through Sankirtan. And when we serve Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through Sankirtan, by His mercy, we'll find ourselves in Vrindavan. And there, according to Krishna's desire, we'll develop our relationship. It is up to Krishna. What is our relationship will be, what our relationship with Him will be, is entirely up to Krishna. It is not a matter of our imagination. If we start imagining, then what will happen? Today I'll think that, I'll be situated in Sakharas. Then in Sakharas I'll think that, I will become Subal. Then the next day I'll think, the Sakharas is not really that elevated. Vatsala is even higher. So let me go to Vatsala and I will become Nanda Maharaj. And then Vatsala is not good enough. Let me go to Madhurya Ras. So this is the business of the mind. If we allow the mind to imagine, there won't be any limit to it. So let us become situated where we are. I am this. This is my identity. And in this identity, I can be engaged in Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan movement. I can be engaged in Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan movement in this identity. Mahaprabhu's movement is a spiritual movement. If I can enter into Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan movement with this identity. And then in course of time, my identity in Vraja will be revealed by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, by Radharani's mercy. So that is the actual way, and this is what Srila Prabhupada gave. Therefore, if somebody thinks that Prabhupada did not give everything, he is in Maya. He is in total ignorance. Prabhupada gave the highest. And this is being confirmed through Chaitanya Charitamrita. We don't have to go anywhere else. This has been confirmed by Chaitanya Charitamrita. This has been confirmed by Srimad Bhagavatam. So yes, we have the prerogative, we have the opportunity to enter into the highest spiritual platform. But the means is, follow Sri Chaitanya. And how to follow Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Surrender. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu, Jive Daya Kori, Shaparshad Shiyodham, Saho Abutori, Uttanto Durlabhu Prem Koribare Dan, Shikhaye Sharanagoti, Bhakuti Rupra. Uttanto Durlabhu Prem Koribare Dan, to distribute, to bestow the love, prem, which is very, very rare. Uttanto durlabho prem koribare dan shikhaye sharanagati. He is teaching the process of surrender. So you want to get prem? Surrender. Surrender is the beginning. Prem is the ultimate. First you surrender, then you will get prem. Without surrendering, that's not going to happen. And more you surrender, more you will get. So surrender, sharanagati is the process. Shikhaye sharanagati bhakute rudra. He is teaching us the process of surrender, which is the life and soul of devotional service. Hare Krishna, Gaur Premanande, Hare Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki, Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki. Does anybody have any question? Yes, Krishna Archan.
Actually, I have five questions.
Fine. Panchatattat Vakam Krishna.
First is, you mentioned that Radharani provides all the.
Get the mic. Come this way.
Radharani provides all the enjoyment of Krishna.
Yeah.
So, we worship Radha Krishna, but at the same time, when it comes to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we worship Gaur Nithai, not Gaur Radhan. Whereas Radha Pandit is saying she is the incarnation of Radha.
Yeah, because this serving to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is through Vaidhi Bhakti, and that Vaidhi Bhakti is through Nithyananda Prabhu. When it comes to Radha, then it will be through Radha. Then it will be Gaur Radha.
And the next question is, you mentioned that we are in the platform service, waiting. So we are at the minimum as the servants. So at this stage of Vaidhi
Bhakti doesn't only mean servitorship, Vaidhi Bhakti means following the scripture regulations, rules and regulations. That's Vaidhi Bhakti. So, in this sense, why is it necessary to hear about Ujjala Rasa and Krishna's Parakriya, and things like that? As I say, that has to be done through Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, not directly. Gauro Vihito Kirtana Shuni Anandevi Rai. The things that have been approved by Sri Chaitanya, go through that. And first, get involved in Sankirtan. Right? Those leelas, they are at an advanced stage. When you become 70 years old, then you can. Now that your body is full of passion, render service. Be engaged in Sankirtan. Distribute Prabhupada's books, preach and dance in ecstasy in Kirtan. That is the way to utilize your passion.
You mentioned that the Vatsalya and Sakya are supporting the Madhurya Rasa. So Sakya is promoting it and Vatsalya is kind of option. That suggests that why is Vatsalya higher than Sakya?
Vatsalya?
If that suggests then why is Vatsalya higher than Sakya? Because Sakya is promoting is
actually, on the spiritual level, all the mellows are ultimate, absolute. In absolute, there is no question of higher and lower, as such. But from a marginal point of view, when we discuss, then there are considerations of higher and lower. The higher and lower in the sense, because in Sakya, Sakhas and Krishnas are equal. In Vatsalya, the devotees, parents, are superior to Krishna's junior. But the loving exchange, love, also we can say the love relation, love is there between friends, but love between parents and children are even deeper than friendship. That's the other consideration, apparently.
And normally you mentioned that we should try to develop our love for Krishna. So, at the particular stage where we don't really feel so much love, if we do ourselves as a matter of duty,
anyway, put it down. Yeah.
So, if we do ourselves as a matter of duty,
yeah.
Is that enough?
Matter of duty.
I mean, this is my duty. I mean, instead of although we don't have love, if we do ourselves.
That is inferior love. Like a servant is executing his service out of sense of duty, then love is missing. Right? But when the love is intense, then the sense of duty is not there. Sense of duty becomes reduced. It's just out of love. Does the mother serve the child out of duty? Or out of love? So their duty is no consideration. The mother is not serving her child because she is getting 5,000 rupees a month from the husband. Right? It's out of her love that she does that. And she is prepared to do anything. She will starve to death but feed the child. That's love. Okay, Chandrasekhar, give her the mic.
Please elaborate a little bit more on this Gorgadada issue, given that that's it's glorified in the words of Dhamma and some of the devotees and speak about it, and many of us are.
What's your question?
Well, what is the issue and our position in ISKCON as followers of Prabhupada regarding worship of Gorgadada?
You see, like first is Vaidhi Bhakti. In Vaidhi Bhakti, it's Gaur Nityananda, right? Gaur Nityananda. But when it comes to Rag platform, then you are seeing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Radha Krishna. And that Radharani aspect is also further manifest in the form of Gadadhara. Right? So that is, like at an when one reaches the Rag platform, then one can worship Gorgadada. But when one is in Vaidhi platform, he should not worship Gorgadada, because that is the Ragmaya aspect. Right? When did Bhaktivinoda Thakur start to worship Gorgadada? Do you know? Not at the early stage, at a later stage of his life he started to worship Gorgadada. So when you reach that age and you reach that stage, yes, you can worship Gorgadada. But now you worship Gorgadada.
Srila Prabhupada was obviously on the highest platform, but he, I don't think, worshipped Gorgadada.
You see, Prabhupada is Uttam Adhikari devotee who came down to Madhya Madhikar to preach, to teach us how to. Because if Prabhupada started worshipping Gorgadada, then everybody would have started worshipping Gorgadada without being qualified. That's why Prabhupada did not establish that. As a matter of fact, Prabhupada did not even encourage having personal deities. Prabhupada's point was just worship the deities in the temple and be engaged in preaching. Not just deity worship is not the thing for this age. Preaching is the main principle. And still then we are seeing how many people are understanding that point. Everybody wants to have his own set of deities, or own Shila, or this or that. You know, like. And as a result of that, preaching stops. Nobody has the time to preach. And the temples are empty. Not so much in India, but in the West. Temples are empty, but everybody has his own deity or Shila or this or that. I mean, those are fixed up. Wouldn't it be better to come to the temple and worship the deities in the temple? Come to the temple and attend the Mangala Arati. Everything would be so vibrant. Let's see the questions in the.
Who do not get taste from sadhana consider they have missed something and therefore become attached to the Radha path. How do we give them a taste for sadhana bhakti again?
Okay, thank you Guru Gauranga for your question. See, sadhana part, you are not going to get the taste. Sadhana part is the difficult part. Vaidivakti part. Like say for example, taking the medicine. Does the medicine taste good? Oftentimes the medicine tastes bad. But you have to take the medicine to get cured. So sadhana bhakti is that practicing stage in order to come to the perfected stage. So the taste for sadhana bhakti will come with the understanding that by practicing sadhana bhakti I will come to the perfection. Thank you, Guru Gurudev. I hope it answers your question.
Second question from Rishikesh Prabhu. Is the understanding of Panchatattva is equivalent to understanding Krishna in truth as Lord says a Janma Karma Chaturvidhya?
Understanding Panchatattva, Rishikesh, maybe you can elaborate this question. What is understanding Panchatattva and Janma Karma? Yes, Krishna has appeared. It is his incarnation. So Panchatattva is naturally Panchatattva's activities are Divyam. Panchatattva's birth is appearance is Divya. Their activities are Divya. Natural. It's all Divya. Any other question from the internet? Yes. Yes, Mukunda. Mukunda Priya. अच्छा हाँ चैतन्य महाप्रभु राधा कृष्ण का दोनों का एक रूप है तो गदाधर पंडित के रूप में राधा रानी आए हैं ये क्यों बिकॉज राधा रानी वॉन्टेड टू सी वेन कृष्णा प्लेज हर रोल हाउ ही प्लेज इट टू विटनेस दैट She came as Gadadhar. Okay, Gaur Premanande Hari. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki. Sri Gaur Purnima Mahatsav ki. Gaur Premanande.